Lexi, 1977. As I hurry along the street, weaving in and out through the crowds, the clock at Piccadilly Circus tells me what I already know. I'm late. And this audition is my big chance, a shot at a major female lead in a West End production. In my haste, I catch the platform toe of my boot on an uneven paving stone and trip, gasping with the sudden pain of it, stumbling against a passerby. "Sorry," I mutter, but he doesn't even raise his head to acknowledge either the contact or the apology, and we both hurry onwards, caught up in the rush of our busy lives. I'm used to it now, the impersonality of the city, although at first, all those years ago, I found the move to London pretty tough. I missed Keeper's Cottage so much it hurt, and I miss my mother even more. She was my friend, my confidant, my greatest supporter, and I thought of her often, alone in the little whitewashed house beside the loch. The city was full of people and lights and the sounds of the traffic. Even a cup of tea didn't taste the same as it did back home in the Scottish Highlands because the kettle in the galley kitchen in my digs was encrusted with phlegm-coloured limescale that tainted the water as it boiled. But at the same time, a part of me was relieved to have left Ardooth. The anonymity of the city was welcome after the claustrophobia of living in a tiny community where everybody made it their business to know your business, and no one was ever backward in coming forward with their considered opinion on it. My new life gave me a freedom that I'd never had at home, and I was determined to move forward into my bright future without so much as a glance back over my shoulder. I'd soon made friends at the stage school I was attending as a scholarship student and begun to adapt. The long hours of grueling classes, dance, singing, acting, and the novel excitement of my urban life quickly replaced my old reality with a new and far more superficially glamorous one. Of course, that reality wasn't really so glamorous at all. Up close, the costumes and makeup lost their magic under the glare of the spotlights, revealing their makeshift tackiness. We would change in cramped dressing rooms, vying for space in front of the mirror among a clutter of clothes, eyeliner, and hairpins, where everything was covered in a fine layer of the powder that we used to set our makeup and kill the shine.